my dad was the guy who invented the cold air balloon, but it never really took off.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
What scares you most? There are plenty of phobias out there. If you fear string, it's called linenonophobia. If you fear the great mole rat, that's zemophobia. Honest, I'm not making this up. Arachidobutterophobia is fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. Do you have this phobia? My dog did. Our Maltese Shih Tzu dog cost us about $300. That's $100 per brain cell. Each time a thunderstorm arrived, Mojo would climb beneath the bed and shake. Stormadogophobia, I think, is what it's called. Fear can be a healthy thing, you know. For some, fear of jail is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of lung cancer helped a friend of mine kick a pack-a-day habit. Fear of licking metal doorknobs in winter has kept me from doing this a second time after that fateful January day when my older brother said, "Hey, Phil, come here. I want you to try something." Has any culture experienced more fear and paranoia than ours? Recently, I've been warned that we should never combine shrimp and vitamin C. This causes death. Avoid sitting on hotel bedspreads or opening a public bathroom door without using a paper towel. Only hold your cell phone to your left ear. Right ear usage directly affects the brain. Well, the only benefits of fear and paranoia that I can think of are high blood pressure, irritability, itchiness, heartburn, and sleeplessness. When the Moscow Circus came to New York, a fearless and beautiful lion tamer performed an astonishing feat. She walked into the cage of a fierce lion, heading straight toward it. The lion humbly wrapped its paws around her and nuzzled her with affection as the crowd thundered its approval. All except for one farmer who hollered, "What's so great about that? Anybody can do that." The ringmaster laughed. "If you'd like to try, sir, step into the cage." The farmer replied, "Sure, but first, get that lion out of there." Well, if you're climbing over a zoo fence late at night, healthy fear is a good thing. But fear can give small things big shadows. It can steal the joy from our lives. Laugh? Well, how can we, when that next round of layoffs could be coming? We fear the future. Terrorism, loneliness, flying, sickness, deep water problems. I don't even know what that is. I mean deep water. Public speaking, that can be a huge fear. I think we'd all agree few things smother our joy like fear. As a kid, I lived in terror that my parents would be killed in a car crash. It paralyzed my ability to enjoy lunch, recess, food, and life. One day, I spied a picture by my mother's bed. Actually, it was my parents' bed. They shared a bed. On it was a Bible verse from Isaiah 26. "You will keep the one in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." Those were some of the first words I ever read, yet I'm just beginning to understand them. Each time I strap myself into an airplane or lie awake wondering about tomorrow, I must remember to be a doer, not a stewer. To fix my mind on a God who is entirely trustworthy. To cast all my care on the one who hears our prayers, knows our needs, and promises his presence. Fear paralyzes, trust mobilizes, fear sidelines, trust strengthens. What do you dread today? Ask God to give you peace. Peace leads to joy. God says this today, "Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you." Fear can be good, but for the most part, it's as useless as mud flaps on a turtle. So I'm going to go make myself a peanut butter sandwich about now and see if a dog would like some.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.